Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So we have...
What do we have?
You have your blue hat on, and I have my red hat on. We have our hat on, hip, 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 hip.
Hat-ons?
We have our hat on, hip,
hats
hip.
Hats on.
The Francis has got his hat on, hip, 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 hooray. He's got his little hat on, and he's coming out to play.
Isn't that what you sing when you wank?
Hello, all you private parters. Very excited because today we have one of our greatest guests ever on the podcast back on today, which
is indomitable.
I love how I was giving the intro big shenanigans and
the amazingly talented
Tom
Lucy.
Yes. Why do you put a question mark at the end of his name?
Tom Lucy.
We have Tom Lucy on the podcast. As I said, one of our greatest guests, a great friend of ours.
In fact, one of our most popular episodes.
He still goes down.
Decided by you, the listeners.
Still goes down as a legend on the podcast. He's on today very kindly. He's going to make us laugh. He's going to fill us with joy and your hearts with joy. We speak about everything.
No holds barred.
He's going on tour in April. He's going on tour in May and June.
It's going to be his first tour.
He's actually in the room right now.
We're doing. Yeah. Sorry, I thought I wasn't allowed to.
You're not allowed to speak.
It's my debut UK tour. Highly anticipated.
Yeah.
Tickets will sell out. I was going to say. I'm joking. They probably won't.
Now go back pretending you're not here.
Okay. Sorry.
So we're very excited to have him on the podcast. Go to his website, tomlucy.com. This is just another... We're now in the hundreds of the episodes.
Yeah, over 100. That's a lot of hours. Do you know how many hours that is?
At least
100, because we do 2.5 hours.
Do you know how many hours 100
Tom, hours? You're not here. you save yourself for the podcast, all right? Right, everyone, all of you private parters, we thoroughly enjoy you listening every single time. Please subscribe, comment.
You are what makes it all worthwhile.
Go to our Instagram at Private Podcast. Please write a review. Do everything you love to do. But while you're doing that, please sit back, enjoy. Unless you're driving.
Take a break.
Unless you're driving, don't sit back and
relax.
Enjoy. Keep alert.
But don't read a book because it's very difficult to do both.
Or do whatever you want. Anyway, here we go. Tom Lucy, enjoy. Wait, hang on. Wait. First, you guys bumped into each other in Byron Burger.
Yeah, I went in to get a burger, and they had just had one.
Me and Rhys James were in Byron Burger in Soho, and we talked a little bit about this podcast, and then you just walked in. It was so
really
weird. Yeah. Huh. It was like a setup.
Well, I mean, the probability
you do that. Your ears prick up when you hear your name. You're like, oh, get me in there.
Yeah, but Tom Lucy is always talking about this podcast with
Rhys
James.
Yeah, me and Rhys
so
talk about
the
it
odds
a lot.
Of that happening are
we're
probably
a bit,
quite
we're
high.
We're both really into it.
And you're always in Byron Burger.
we do go to Byron a lot, yeah.
Wait, hang on. Do you pick, out of all the places in Soho, you pick Byron Burger?
This is Rhys. Rhys is quite basic. You know Rhys.
Yeah.
He's got very basic choices.
Yeah, but I went there as
Yeah, but yeah. I was quite surprised you were there.
No, because I think we just finished a meeting and then I came in.
Who's we? I thought you were by yourself. We just go all my gang, we just cruise into
Bar. I was just waiting for my other friend to arrive. No, I just had a burger.
You were with Jamie, right? Just before?
Yeah, just before, yeah.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
And then you left me to go and have a burger?
Yes, yeah.
Sick. What type of burger do you go for?
I think it probably went for a chili. What is it?
I don't remember what you had.
Chili.
It was Winston, something a bit rogue, wasn't it?
Was it a chili?
Yeah,
thing?
Something off.
I always go for some sort
menu.
Of chili.
not as rogue as my one. I go and then have a bean burger. Have you ever done that?
God.
What's oh god about
oh,
that?
Oh god.
What do you mean? Oh god, it's delightful.
Should we wrap this up.
it's not. What the bean burger? Yeah, delicious.
And this podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives. Hell yeah, here we woo, 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 woo. Hey, my favourite person boom, in the boom, world, boom. Tom Lucy, is back on the podcast. What's up, honey?
Hey, babies.
Hey, baby. How are you
both?
Dude, very good.
Listen, I'm just going to put it out there. Still to this day, I get people coming up to me saying how funny that episode was when you came on the podcast.
It's gone
still
down
to this day.
To this day. Wow.
Today, someone said that.
Not today, but... To this day.
How many people on your walk-in today stopped you?
Four.
Four people.
Four people went, oi. Wow. They shout, Lucy.
Medic.
Across
the street.
I think people have actually regained something from that episode because, you know, previously people just didn't know the ranking structure of
Well, it was
CCF.
Informative as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
And then, I've now just grown a real love for you, Tom.
Thanks, Jamie.
I really have, like a real love for you.
Can we tell the story about when we last saw each other?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Go on, then.
Do you want to say it in your words?
So, hey, listen.
It's quite a showbiz story, this,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, let's do this again. So, Tom and I were messaging each other a few times, being like, hey, buddy, should we go for dinner, whatever, things like that. And we never sort of met up. But then he said, oh, I'm going to Jack's Whitehall's Christmas party. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going. So we knew we were both going. We arrived there. And, you know, a little tip, don't arrive to a party and already be drunk. So
Jamie was absolutely fucked when he arrived. I think you'd been at a lunch party or something.
Yeah, I mean,
and he came in. And you arrived quite early as well. And
everyone's hatred.
I was there early because I was helping make the dinner. So we were all in the kitchen making food. And Jamie just like booted the door off. It's like an hour before the party starts. And he comes in and he's like, "Way!" And everyone's like, oh my God.
Who is this bloke? So I cruised and I was really quite drunk. And there's a few times when I get drunk, I get drunk. But there's occasionally when I go turbo.
Did you get naked at this party?
I was standing on a table.
Almost.
I was standing on a table at one point. I went up to David Williams. I went up to David Williams and told him that I was a big fan of his books.
Yeah. No,
his children books.
Me and you were standing in the kitchen and you were really wanting to go and talk to him. And I was like, just go and talk to him. And you were like, do you think he'll know who I am? I was like, I don't know, man.
I did not say that.
That is exactly the type of thing you said.
No, but he did know who you were.
Yeah, he did know. We shook hands, but it was a real turbo.
Shook hands, though.
Like Tom was very said it's so true. It was like I'd arrived, and it was like I'd just been released from prison.
Yeah, it was like.
Why by shaking his hand do you assume that he knew who you were?
Well, he gave me that knowing look.
Oh, yeah, really? But you just shook his hand, and then you've concluded that he knows who you were.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
All right.
It was like Jamie was behaving like it was the first party he'd ever been to. He was just so excited.
And then a good friend of Jack's and ours, Jamie Redknapp, was there. And rumour has it the next...
This is such a showbiz.
Yeah, it's such a showbiz
party. Name dropped so much.
Yeah. But then the funny thing was that apparently the next day people were saying that they heard me trying to give career tips to Jamie Redknapp.
Yeah, you were. You,
really?
I remember this.
Oh, no.
Jamie Lang was explaining to Jamie Redknapp why he should start a podcast. And about how much money you can make doing podcasts.
It's so great.
You were pitching an idea of him, Jamie.
God.
Which actually is a good idea.
What was it?
Jamie Redknapp and his dad, Harry Redknapp, doing a podcast
doing?
Together. Which is actually a good idea. But you were like pitching him this idea.
Oh, no. It just, you know one of those nights, and still people talk of it, still people go, God, you were really quite... Turbo.
Did you get a lot of messages the day after?
Yeah, and it was one of those times where you wake up there saying, I don't really remember what happened last night. And it was one of those nights where it was complete. People were trying to eat dinner and I was standing on the table. I mean, it was a real, really? Real moment of
We were also, I don't know if I should, this is a bit cringe maybe.
Oh,
we were on the balcony acting out Made in Chelsea scenes. I regret saying that now. That sounds horrific.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway.
Which scenes?
We were just making, we were improving Made in Chelsea scenes. Yeah.
Do you know what?
You would have loved it.
Yeah. In my element. Yeah.
Whatever the case happened, I had a fun night. It was Christmas time. And whenever I'm around you, Tom, I have a really fun time.
There was a lot of goodwill that night. A lot of Christmas cheer.
There was a lot of Christmas cheer. And it was a lot of, you know.
So were you the life and soul of the party, would you say?
No, I think I was the sort of balloon that was bringing it. Everyone's like, get that guy out of here.
You were the clown.
Yeah, I wasn't even the clown, mate. I was like, get this guy out of here. But I was just going completely
off
turbo.
On the balloons?
No, I was not doing anything with any balloons, no. I was just really quite drunk, yeah. But then I feel like parties, have you, Tom, you must have had a party once where you've got kind of drunk at and you've made like...
Have I ever been drunk at a party?
Have you ever been drunk at a party?
I'm not 12 years old.
He really gets to the core of the issues. With this
yeah, stuff. But I don't... But yeah, I probably have been as drunk as you were, but not for a while.
Because no one is. No one's ever that
but
drunk.
But I don't think... I don't know, do you... I don't think I could get that drunk. I don't know how, because I think I would hit a point before where you were, where I would either like pass out
or die,
or die, and you just carried on going. I don't know how you do that. It's impressive.
I don't know how I did it.
What are you like when you're drunk, France? I've never seen you drunk.
I'm just all around legend.
Do you get more? Do you get louder or quieter?
I get probably louder, yeah. Well, I'm pretty loud anyway because I think I'm slightly deaf, so shout.
I think I'm going deaf as well.
Oh, no, talk to me about deaf. I'm going deaf 100%. I've got my tinnitus.
What was that?
What?
Have you got tinnitus? Sorry?
I've got tinnitus. Oh, my God. Tom, it was one of the worst. So tinnitus is...
Is that why you were shouting so much at the party?
Oh, God.
Sorry.
What is that going on? I have tinnitus. One day, I remember I went to a big party, woke up the next day, and I was like, God, I feel pretty hungover. It's about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was looking, I was like, what the hell is that, like, buzzing noise? I was like, what is that noise? And I went looking around the house, and I couldn't find anyone. It was the fact that I had ringing in my ears.
Ringing in your ears.
Have you still got the ringing in your ears?
Still got it. Never
really?
Goes.
Wow.
But you become accustomed
to it. Does it get louder?
No, but if you're stressed...
If it's really quiet in your room...
Then it's quite loud. But if you're stressed, tired, anxious, all those
kind of
things...
It'll come in quite strongly when you do your stand-up gig.
Oh, yes,
it only happens in complete silence. Imagine you dying and then just ringing and you start panicking. Guys, my tinnitus.
Please make some noise.
I thought you could only get tinnitus if you were like a... Musicians get it, or
someone
who's like, do you listen?
He strums the banjo.
You've been to a lot of gigs, right?
I've been to a few gigs. I know you can get it just through loud music, but also I've been to a few gigs. But I think also, I remember as a kid, do you know how to describe it? You remember, do you ever have it as a kid that you could hear the TV on in the next door room, but it wouldn't be playing anything. You just hear that noise of the television on, that sort of high-pitched noise.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like in your ear.
Static.
Like a sort of staticky ringing sort of noise. It's horrible. And also, like, 1 in 10 people have it in the world. Like,
it's incurable, isn't it?
Incurable. You can never cure it. Because basically, long story short, you have hair follicles in your ear that when noise hits them... Yeah, here you go. Get ready. Settle in, boys. You have hair follicles in your ear that when sound hits it, it bends backwards. And that sends a signal to your brain that you hear noise, right? My hair follicles in my ear, certain of them have been broken, so they're constantly sending a signal.
How do you think you broke them?
To my brain that I'm hearing noise. I don't know. They just
did you have a hair transplant in your ears? Yes. That's always an option. Another trip to Istanbul.
We've taken all the hair from your butt. So we need some more donut area.
Did you go? Did you go to Istanbul when you had it done?
I went to Nottingham.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I didn't go to Istanbul.
You didn't go to Istanbul afterwards for a little break?
No, because I went to Istanbul and the plane back was all men who'd had that done.
No,
really?
Yeah, it was all...
Oh, apparently it's the capital of hair transplants.
Yeah, it's where you go to have it done, apparently.
Is that why you went
to... Is it, like, cheaper? Or?
Yeah, it must be, yeah. It was like 50% men who'd had that done.
Wait, how come you were in Istanbul?
I went there just on holiday.
Wait, hold on. So do you still do family trips with your family?
That's a good question. Not, yeah, but not as much as I used to. I feel like,
Hold on, you have to get naked.
Oh, God.
Oh, so sweaty, your back.
Is that sweat?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Hold on a second.
Are you just going to do it topless?
I just take off. Jesus, it was so hot. Hold on a second. But that
looks even hotter.
No, it's not, because that's cashmere.
Why are you wearing... Who wears a cashmere jumper with nothing underneath it?
Hugh Hefner? Perverted.
Oh, that's weird, right?
Guys, I was actually freaking out how hot I was. Why is cashmere so hot quickly?
Don't know. I don't wear much cashmere. I don't know.
I feel like you would be a person who wears cashmere.
Do I give off a cashmere vibe?
Yeah, I feel like you would wear like a nice cashmere
vibe. Would be a good name for a band.
Cashmere vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, hang on. So tell me. So
that's our band.
Yeah, that's the band.
So
yeah.
Do you go on holiday with family still or no?
I do, but not as much. I don't want to offend anyone on this because they will listen to this.
Yeah.
But I feel I've reached a stage with my family where I love hanging out with them for up to a point. I can do like 3 or 4 days. I feel like this is quite normal.
Yeah, and that's then the same as me.
Yeah, and then you kind of have to, I feel like I need
3 or 4 days of what?
Just being with my parents. Oh, yeah. And then I sort of feel like I need to go and
but why
do something
does,
else.
Why does that happen? Because that, you know, it's over Christmas time, right?
And they start asking too many questions.
Yeah.
is that what it is?
Yeah, they can't.
Do your parents probe you?
Yeah, they don't ask too many questions.
What sort of questions?
Yeah, okay, I'm leaving.
Wait, hang on. So let's role play this. What do you mean? So you come home and I walk and I'm playing you and your mum and I go,
this is very
you're
confusing.
Playing me in what?
I'm playing you. I want to find out what your mum says. So I go, oh, hi, mum. How are you?
Hi, Francis.
Hey, good. Just sit back and...
This is electric.
Yeah, just sit
I
back
love
and...
this.
This is what we were playing on the balcony.
Like, it's more like, hi, hon.
Is that what your mum says to you? Hi, hon.
Okay.
Which is American, yes.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, you're full of surprises, Francis. I know. I love
okay,
this.
Okay, so let's also... hey, mum, how are you?
Good.
Sweet. Hey, Alice, I'm just going to be down here for a few days. It's Christmas time. I thought I'd just hang out with you for a bit.
All right.
Not too many questions in this.
Where have you been?
Oh, I just been in London, just been working. You know, I just got my cider and I'm just doing lots of things. I mean, it's quite busy, yeah.
Cider, plug the cider.
And where is my cider?
I didn't realise you drank cider. Do you want me to bring it for you?
You know I love Yoshi cider.
Okay, fine. Well,
Available in all good shops.
So I'll get you the Yoshi
and
cider.
Paddles.
Okay. And what else is new? Let me just get rattled and leave.
What else is new? They're quite normal questions, I would say.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But Tom, you must... So I had the same thing where over Christmas time, I go to my parents' house.
Yeah.
and I spend like the 4 days with them, and I have a really nice time.
Always 4 days?
I think it probably is. You sort of max out at 4 days.
I've worked out that 4 days is the right amount of time. Mm.
Yeah, because also...
Split up or just over...
In a row. I can 4 days is the most in a row I think I could do.
How many do you think you could do sort of one day in between?
One day in between.
So you think you could do another 4 days?
If I did four and had a day off, I could go back and do another four. Yeah. I gave it a push.
But why does that happen? Is it because we're treated like children still by our parents?
Maybe that's what it is, yeah. I just think you and your parents get older, they sort of don't want to do as much, and it's a bit, you know, it just gets a bit, you know, a bit irritating maybe.
But also, what do you say then? Because last time we heard about your dad, and still to this day, I cannot believe your dad brought a handgun to Scott. I think it's the funniest thing in the world. And your dad was in the military.
I told that story last night at Oxford University.
Did you?
I had to give a talk at Oxford Uni last night.
In the Oxford
Union?
I saw
your story.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing one as well. Give me some tips. Yeah, amazing.
I did one in... a long time ago.
Did you? Yeah. It's fun, isn't
it? Yeah, it's good.
Have you done it before?
Never done it.
But you're booked in to do it?
Booked in.
When?
May the 1st,
okay,
maybe?
Right. There's a lot of like pomp and ceremony, isn't there? It's really fun. It's kind of weird.
No, it's cool though. Did you have dinner there before?
Dinner with the president.
Yeah, with the president of the
Oxford. So I sat next to the president and had dinner.
Let's explain this very quickly. So you get an email through saying what?
Yeah, my agent got an email saying, would Tom like to come and be part of this like talk at Oxford Uni?
What was the talk about?
It was a debate.
Yeah.
Debating All You Need Is Love, because it was Valentine's Day, so it was a load of comedians debating All You Need Is Love.
And did the email say, at the Oxford Union, we're big fans of Private Parts, and we heard Tom Lucy on the podcast.
I think it said that in the small print. I didn't read the whole email, but I'm sure it said that. Yeah, yeah.
So you get to go...
A couple of people came up to me, students, and said they'd heard me on this podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you...
People listen to it.
Yeah, a lot of fans.
A lot of people out there listening to it.
So you travel down, do they get you a car or do you drive yourself?
You want a lot of detail with this. I love this.
Yeah, I
want to
get
you a car.
Okay.
You go there, you have dinner before, you have a three-course dinner. It's a black tie event. Everyone's in black tie.
Is that quite awkward or is it quite nice?
It's quite fun to dress up. I hardly ever get to wear a suit, so it's fun. So you dress up, you go there, you have a three-course dinner with the president of the union and all of the committee. And then you have an official photograph in the library, which is insane because they've got photos on the walls of everyone who's spoken there. And it's like everyone has spoken there.
Like Walpole.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but it's like they've had, you know...
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, probably.
Francis Boole.
Gerard Butler.
I can't remember anyone who was on the wall now, but it's like politicians and...
Yeah.
Go on, name one, like who?
Oh, who have they had? They've had like prime ministers, David Cameron and...
Okay.
Lots of people. Everyone. It feels like everyone.
Anthony Scaramucci.
I don't know who that is, but it sounds great.
Anthony Scaramucci.
So you have the photo with the president.
Still in black tie.
Everyone's in black tie all the time.
Yeah.
And then the debate, the main hall is big.
Audience are in black ties.
How many people in the picture? How many rows is it?
The photo.
Yeah.
The committee, there's like three rows maybe.
And you sit
at the front, next to the president. It's mental. You feel like you're joining a cult or something, like Scientology. And then you line up like you're in the tunnel at the Emirates, like about to play a match.
You're lying.
You will line up.
Whose mascot? Do you hold a mascot?
Yeah, you hold a child's hand and you line up. and then you walk into this massive hall. It's like 800 people. And everyone's already sat in there, all in black tie. And when you walk in, everyone claps and stands up. It's insane. It feels like you're...
Because I've been into a lot of rooms where they start clapping me.
Yeah, most rooms.
Most rooms when I walk...
But you insist on it, don't you?
The only room that I've walked in when they haven't clapped me is Jack Whitehall's Christmas party.
Yeah.
That's the only time.
Well, you were clapped in. You weren't clapped out. You were booed out.
No, I think I was clapped out.
You were stretched out. You were clapped in.
I quickly on a tangent. There was a quick tangent before we get back into this Oxygen. I still remember there was this big Instagram girl. She's called like Tammy someone. I don't know who she is. And she's a big Instagram Australian sort of model person. She was on Instagram. She was invited to Kim Kardashian's birthday parties, all the Kardashians, and obviously that's a big thing for someone like an Instagram influencer, right?
Yeah.
She got there, and the pictures of her next day were being stretched out because she got too drunk. Oh, which is obviously, in someone like Hollywood, great. In Notting Hill, it's fine, it's kind of good, but if you're in Hollywood and that happens to
oh
you,
my God.
When I walk into a room and people clap, I always have that weird moment. I have
yeah,
that,
there we go.
How, I have that really...
Oh, my God.
I have that really weird moment.
It's like a fun night.
It was a fun night. You have that really weird moment where you don't really know how to act or how to walk or
do you know what?
It's weird, isn't it?
You know what? This is so funny, right? When you walking, when a lot of people are watching you, it's so stressful.
Yeah.
So you completely second guess yourself.
I know how to walk. I've walked for a long time, right? But last night, walking, it's quite a long walk up to where you sit in front of everyone, and everyone watches you, and suddenly you just forget how to walk.
Yeah, you get very conscious of your
and
gait.
And I didn't know what to do with my hands. Yeah, yeah, and I didn't know whether to like high five people as I came in. I didn't know what to do.
I get really paranoid that I'm moving my arms too much.
Yeah, it's so awkward.
Swinging my arms.
And then
too
I started
much.
Walking them behind my back.
Which
and
you've
like,
never done.
I look like I'm sort of looking at art in a gallery. It's so awful. It's just you overthink it too much.
Why does that happen?
You'll love it though when you walk in and everyone starts.
No, you overthink it. You start whenever it's so true. When everyone's watching you, when you walk, you start to overthink and you don't really know where to put your arms or how to act. So the 800 people have clapped you and you've walked in.
So you walk in, you sit down.
You sit down.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Well, there's loads of, you'll remember, there's loads of like, sort of official things they have to do first.
Yeah.
So the president welcomes, they speak in this kind of weird sort of, not, it's not like a different language, but they have all this protocol.
Gaelic language. Yeah. They speak in Gaelic.
So the president stood up and sort of welcomed everyone. And then some guy in the audience just stood up and went, "Objection!"
What,
and
before
I was like,
even...
"What the fuck is going on here?" And then he went, and then he sort of had this list and he was like, "Point of correction on number 3. Does the president remember?" And I was like, "Oh my God, this is terrifying." And this guy sort of stood up and had a go at the president for...
Point of order.
Yeah, he said, like, does the president remember his remarks on 4th of June 2017 when he accused... And I was like, this is terrifying. Is this what it's going to be like? If I say something wrong, everyone shouts objection.
Objection.
And then the president was like, oh, it was a matter of public record. I'm sure... all that, just weird language.
And so they come in this or that. And then what's your moment where you have to start
so then they go, like, they welcome you and then you get up and speak. It's really fun.
I did one on my own, actually. It wasn't a debate. It was just a talk.
Oh, right.
The Business Society at Oxford.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was good. It was like an interview and then Q&A.
Yeah, yeah,
it was cool,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
But, Tom, do you get up and do a stand-up gig, or is it more...
I did try and make it funny. I thought, there's nothing I can really... I'm not going to stand at Oxford Uni and pretend to... say something.
Were you for the motion or
against? Yeah. But it was because it was all comedians. Everyone was being funny.
It's easier to be against that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm against anything. Yeah, always.
But it's interesting because you
against yeah. everything.
I'll always be opposition, no matter what the thing is. Whatever. Objection.
Whatever it is.
I'm going to start using that in life now. It's such a fun word. It's
point of order.
The other one I like is it's a matter of public record.
Yeah.
That's a phrase I've never used before.
That picture of Jamie being carried out of the
That is a matter
fascist.
Of public
that
record.
That is a matter of public record.
Yeah.
But what is your, because the great thing about you, you're going on tour in April, which is really exciting. What's the tour called?
It's called Reluctant Millennial, which was the name of my show last year.
And so wait, hang on. So you just use the same title?
Yeah, well, it's kind of the same show. Yeah. I did a show in Edinburgh last year.
It's a different show, same title.
Yeah. It will be a little bit different because it's been like...
Refined.
8 months since I did it. So it will be a bit different.
Do you think it'd be better?
It'll be longer. The show in Edinburgh was an hour and this will be an hour and a half. So it'll be that plus
hour
half
and a half. Hour and a half. Do you get a little break in...
I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work yet. Mm. I think I'll have a support act. Mm. Maybe Francis Book. Or Jamie Lang. Or the two of you.
Together.
That'd be great.
But what I find so interesting, right, is that, you know, you as a comedian, so you go and do Edinburgh. You do Edinburgh for an entire month, right? And you do it every single night. So you're doing an hour every single night. Firstly, how tired do you get? And secondly, is it lonely or is it not lonely?
It's not lonely. Edinburgh's not lonely because all the comedians are there. So that's kind of the one bit of the year where it's not lonely because everyone's in Edinburgh. The rest of the year, you're just on your own.
Yeah, because you do just travelling from one gig to the next, to the next, to the next.
Yeah, but Edinburgh's fun because everyone's there. So that's not lonely. That's fun.
And
but,
it's every day you're doing something.
But it is every day. But then people, people always complain. Comedians like to complain about Edinburgh being tiring. And it is tiring, but you're also doing an hour a day.
Yeah.
It's not really that much, is it? Most people work like 10 hours
a day. No, exactly. You've got the whole day.
Yeah, people are like, oh, exhausted.
Yeah.
I did 8 till 9 last night. Oh,
did you?
I can barely move.
Yeah.
It's like most people, that's
so true.
Yeah.
But I think it's because it saps all the energy out of you, because what you're doing in Edinburgh is you're selling your tickets for your show. So you're doing all of that throughout the day.
Yeah.
Or kind of doing it. You're obviously drinking most nights after
sure.
you.
Big
obviously.
Because you've got those crowds.
That's a matter of public record. Yeah.
Objection.
Your Honour.
But you do, because then afterwards, everyone's just like, where's Tom Lucy? I want to hang out with Tom Lucy. So yeah. You feel obliged.
Sure, that's what they're all saying.
That you have to go and start drinking. So that's what exhausts
you. Is that Tom Lucy?
Yeah, that's, yeah. But yeah, well, yeah.
We actually also haven't asked the fact that, like, what does, you know, going back to parents, what do your parents think of you as a comedian? Do they come and watch your gigs?
They do come.
Do they like your material?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, they would never say they didn't, so I don't know.
They'd never say they didn't like a joke?
No, my dad, there's a few that I've done that have been a bit on the, like, a bit ruder that they've said, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, what about the fact that your dad brings a gun?
Well, I just did this TV show called Roast Battle. Have you seen Roast Battle?
Yeah, I haven't seen it with you. Yeah. Who did you do it with?
Nigel Ung, Malaysian guy. But I just did that, and they obviously watched it. But that's pretty rude.
So what happens? And so you, is it not because you're being mean to a mate, right?
Yeah, it's kind of stressful. Yeah, it's stressful. It's quite un-English. I think you're right to do that.
Yeah,
it feels a bit weird.
I'm trying to find.
But was it quite fun?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But it's quite.
Did you win it?
I did win it, yeah. But it was quite a stressful day. It's pretty intense, right, when you go and do it. And it's not really for, like, anyone who's too easily offended.
And so what happened with your one? So,
well, you don't know what jokes they're going to do about you, firstly. Yeah. You don't know. So you just have to sort of take it.
But do you not have a veto before where you kind of go, look, let's not
mention
this?
Some people meet up and say, what, is there anything you don't want me to mention? But we didn't do that.
What did you... Did you didn't... You didn't
we didn't have that
anything
chat.
Anything goes.
Yeah. We didn't have
but
that
But do you
chat.
Know this guy? What's
kind
his name?
Of. What called his Nigel Ung, he's called.
Because it'd be weird doing it with someone you didn't really know very well.
Well, that was sort of the situation we had. We got put together, and then we were like, well, now I guess we better get to know each other. So then we ended up just hanging out a bit, because we're like, we've got to do this together, so we need to hang out a bit.
And always in the back of your mind, like, could I take the piss out of him about that?
We had Lloyd Griffiths on.
He did it with Reese.
Lloyd Griffith.
Guy Griffith,
yeah.
On who he did it with Reese, exactly. And before it, he was saying, look, we kind of vetoed some things.
Yeah.
And Lloyd said, look, it doesn't really matter, but, you know, I just don't mention my dad. You know, I didn't know.
Who said that, Lloyd?
Lloyd said that. He said, so his dad, he didn't
What's up with Lloyd's dad?
He didn't know his dad from the age of like 11 or something like that.
Oh,
his dad
right.
just went. So just don't mention it, whatever.
Yeah.
And they started
like, we wouldn't have known if you hadn't told me.
Yeah. So they started.
But now all our listeners.
Yeah, that's great. I'll use that. Great.
Yeah. But no, he said it on the podcast. He said Lloyd was like, so we told Reese this, and he was like, fine, so we'll veto that. And then they came on, and Lloyd said a joke. Lloyd said a better joke. So Reese went, Lloyd doesn't know his dad.
Straight
up.
I mean,
and it hit him hard. Where he went, you can't say that.
I went to watch Reese and Lloyd. Like, they did a little warm up for it a couple of weeks before. And
what did they? What giving off their jokes?
They decided to do a little warm up. Yeah,
not
everyone
did it. Isn't that cheating?
I think it's kind of weird to do it, but they wanted to do it, so they did it. And Reese had this joke where he went, a lot of people call Lloyd fat. And I call those people doctors. Which he never used. I thought that was funny.
That is really good.
Right, Tom, you know the format of the show. At this point, we like to have the question of the week. So, Francis, let's have the question of the week.
Well, I have a question of the week for Brennan and Reese, because that's who I thought we were doing the podcast with today.
Ooh.
But I'll ask it to you.
Bit of controversy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get that on camera.
Yeah.
It's a matter of public record.
It's a matter of public record.
Objection.
Objection.
But so I'm going to ask you a question about Manchester.
Okay. Because Brennan's from Manchester. I'll just pretend to be from Manchester.
Can you just pretend to be Brennan for a second?
Yeah. Well, right. Let's see if you get it, because, right, you know, right, it's a matter of public record, so you really should know it. What major scientific discovery did happen in Manchester?
Is that it? Is that the question?
That's the question.
Should we have a clear one? What did happen? In what major scientific discovery? I'm sure there's a few, aren't there?
Well, there's one which is particularly amazing.
Was it the tracksuit?
the tracksuit.
No, it wasn't that.
I reckon I know what it was.
What?
What major? What? Say,
why are you looking on your phone?
I'm not. I just got it up there. I pressed ready. What was the question? What major?
Can you give us a clue?
Okay.
What year was it?
I think
I know what it is.
What?
It is, they built the Titanic.
No. Well,
that was Belfast, wasn't it?
No, it was in Liverpool.
Oh, no, that's it? Where it was set sail from.
Yeah, they built it in Liverpool, didn't they?
But it left from Belfast.
Yeah, they built it in Liverpool.
Okay, well, why are you saying no? That was my guess. You should have just... Okay, let me start again. Okay.
Well, but Liverpool is not the same as Manchester.
Pretty near.
Pretty near.
That's still...
it's all north of Watford. Oh,
yeah. It's all north. I reckon it's the first place where fish and chips started.
That's not a scientific discovery.
A scientific discovery. Do you know what year it was?
The first place where fish and chips were sold. Not even
it's
discovered.
Where fish were discovered.
Yeah, okay. Tom, why don't you say something then? Say something.
Famously, in the middle of land.
It's where they first where fried fish and potatoes together.
Yeah.
Come on, Tom, you give your answer.
Well, if you... Do you know what...
A hint.
Do you know what year it was? That might help.
I think... it was before... 1930.
Oh, God. Any other clues?
It's... God, if I give you too many clues...
Don't give us too many. I reckon it's where the musket...
let me have... No. Maybe...
Musket was a Chinese...
Cars? Would that be around that time?
Oh, I quite like... Here we go.
No.
Here we go.
So stop, you've got your answer.
No. Stop saying no, because then we know.
But you can't say no and then go, is that your answer?
Yeah.
That's wrong. Is that your answer?
Okay. No. I reckon. I reckon.
Stop saying
that. That's incorrect.
I reckon it's where...
Come on.
Okay, got it. I reckon it's the first
got
place...
It. I've got it.
I reckon it's the first place where they recorded music.
All right, that's pretty...
That's well. That, would that have been around that time?
It's not a scientific discovery, but...
Oh.
Okay, but it's something, when do it's we something find to do out? With music.
Oh, what, you think they recorded sound there?
It's recorded first. Sound there.
Recorded sound?
Yeah. Come on, Mr. Lucy.
What was invented around 1930?
No, I said it's before 1930.
How far before?
Could be
stop,
any...
Stop trying to find out. You have to just...
The wheel. Quite a bit before 1930.
Yeah, in...
Several hundred years.
Just, what do you think it is? Manchester before 1930.
Maybe it's something to do with the word Manchester, maybe. Man? Men?
Is there any hint in the word Manchester? No, there's not.
Okay.
Maybe the person who made the discovery was a man.
Oh, God. That narrows it down.
You know, a man invented the tampon. You know that?
Yeah, I did know that.
A little bit of a fact for you there.
That's a great fact.
Yeah, a nice little fact. Come on, I want to get onto my diary, so you need a...
I don't know. I mean, let me guess a car.
A car?
Yeah.
The car was invented there?
You think the car was invented in Manchester?
Engines.
Engines.
Yeah.
Engines.
All right. Well, we will find out in part two when I give you the answer.
But for the moment, Tom and Lucy, we have my diary.
Oh, yes.
Sunday. I've decided I'm giving up the drinking lifestyle. I'm hanging up the clogs.
Was this after Jack's Christmas party?
I'm hanging up the clogs. I'm putting away the broomstick, all the sayings that one can use. Yes.
I haven't heard any of those.
No. I'm Are using them. Hanging up the clogs, putting away the broomstick.
I've heard of the saying, putting away the broomstick.
Yeah. I once again made the mistake of heading out on my Saturday night to another swanky bar because I thought my experience of getting drunk this weekend would be different to the weekend before. However, To my shock, it wasn't. If you went up to a random person on the street and said to them, last night, I drank half a bottle of tequila, told a stranger all my secrets, cried a little, and then came home and had an argument with my girlfriend, they would think you were mental, but of course I still continue to think it's a good idea. I also can't remember the last time I had a different conversation on a night out. As humans, we're like goldfish. We drink our weekends away, spend Monday in a state of paranoia, Tuesday fills us with regret, Wednesdays we're slightly over it, and Thursdays we've forgotten, like a goldfish, about the weekend before. So Friday, we start all over again. But hell no, not this week. I've kicked it to the curb. I've kicked the bucket. I've had too many cooks spoil my broth. This week is a new week. Watch out, week. You're not going to catch me this time. This time, I win.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, there we go.
When did you write that?
On the tube coming over here. Going to talk
so
about
that's
this.
Up to date. So yeah. You stopped drinking?
No, I haven't. But I just it's
wait. So you just made it up on the way here?
Well, it was Sunday last week. I haven't drunk this week.
It was Sunday last week.
Yeah, Sunday last week.
You haven't drunk this week.
I haven't drunk this week. Yeah.
Nice. Something bad happened on Saturday that made you stop drinking. Yeah.
No. Right, everyone. That's end of part one. We'll see you in a second in part two. You lovely people.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.